Idaho lawmakers are back at the state capitol today after police there wheeled anti-government activist Ammon Bundy out of the complex yesterday in an office chair. He's been charged with trespassing and resisting and obstructing officers, all amid protests over the state's special legislative session related to the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Kirk Siegler is in Boise. Kirk, people remember Ammon Bundy for his armed occupation of that wildlife refuge in Oregon in 2016. Remind us of who he is and how he's connected to these recent protests.
Well, right. Bundy was acquitted for his role in leading that 41-day armed siege that you mentioned of a federal bird sanctuary not far from here over in Oregon, and also a separate but related case over an armed standoff near his family's ranch in Nevada collapsed in a mistrial. So, you know, Jeremy, he's free and you might say emboldened, and the pandemic has really brought new life into his so-called patriot movement that he's a leader of. You know, they're always looking for something that's perceived as government overreach. So Bundy, who lives in Idaho now, has been leading all kinds of controversial protests lately since the lockdowns hit, disrupting a public meeting in defiance of mask orders, trying to get the governor here recalled over a statewide stay-at-home order he implemented. And when the legislature met in special session, as you mentioned this week, here was Bundy saying his people and their voices were being shut out.
Well, and his arrest, or his being wheeled out, I suppose, his being wheeled out of,
exactly,
of the complex yesterday was after things got out of hand earlier this week. On Monday, protesters who were not wearing masks for COVID-19 pushed through police to get into the legislative chamber. A glass door was broken and it was caught on video. Listen to this. They're saying, this is our house. What were these people protesting exactly?
Well, right, and Bundy was front and center there. It's sometimes an open question and never black and white, to be honest, with Bundy. But there were a lot of anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists, of which there are many in Idaho. Remember, this state is famous for far-right extremism, and there are plenty of far-right elected officials here who would sympathize with Bundy. To sum it up, though, the main thing they seem to have wanted is the state to not be able to enforce coronavirus restrictions.
And did the police just stand by and let this happen earlier this week?
Initially, sort of, but you keep mentioning the wheeling. You know, it was chaos and disorder, and there was pressure to do something by yesterday. Even a lot of the Republican leaders here seemed pretty furious. So at one point, the House Speaker ordered a hearing room to be cleared, and most of those protesters you heard there in civil disobedience, they left. But there was Bundy and two others. They refused to leave. He was sitting at a table that was ordinarily reserved for press, and it was like truly bizarre scene. He was on this swivel office chair, and the state police came over, handcuffed him to the chair, moved him out to an elevator, wheeled him down to the first floor, and literally right out onto the street and into a squad car that was waiting for them. And so then he was transferred and, of course, booked into the local county jail.
So just a few seconds left here, but what is the legislature trying to do this week, and is this putting pressure on them to not do it or to do it more?
It's puzzling because some of the bills they're going to consider you might expect the far right would like, including one that would strip authority away from local health districts to enforce things like mask restrictions and other things and give that back to local school boards. And the governor has, for the most part, a lot of the restrictions have been lifted.
That is NPR's Kirk Siegler in Boise. Kirk, thank you.